Hello people, welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host Rich, and today we're going to be talking about football. Now, on a serious note people, you know, yesterday, you know, the UK government and also Scottish government came out and pretty much confirmed that basically scrapped the plan based to bring fans back into sport, back into the stand on the 1st of October. So what that means that, you know, there's no, I mean, you know, for the next 6 months, you know, football, mostly football and also maybe basketball, any other sport, would not have any fans inside, you know, stadium or any indoor facility or anything like that. So that's going to go on at least for the next 6 months. Now, what's happening at this level, especially on the football side, is it will be a massive financial impact, okay? The impact will be crazy. I mean, not only right here on the Scottish League, we're talking also the whole UK all in general. And we've seen what happened, obviously, the last lockdown that we have back in March, I think back in March, April, something like that. And some of those teams pretty much need help. You know, everybody at the moment, they need help. You know, I'm talking not only on top league all the way to lower league, you know, I mean, they would definitely need some help from the government. I mean, I was on the mindset, I tell you right now, people, you know, right at the beginning of, you know, the lockdown, you know, the very first lockdown, I was pretty much on the mindset that, look, you know, the government help scheme should not go to those clubs. You know, I always thought that they generate enough money, especially I'm talking about top club here, they generate enough money obviously to be able to sustain at least 3 or 4 months lockdown. Obviously, some of the advice that we received from the government was the fact that, look, slowly after lockdown is done, you know, slowly we'll have to release people, you know, to go out there and play, and slowly, you know, by the 1st of October we should go back, you know, get the fans back to the club, you know, or to the stand, you know, to support the team. But from what's happening now, because of the fear of this second wave of coronavirus infection, basically they decided that, look, that's not going to go ahead anymore in the whole of UK. That's not happening. So for the next 6 months, we're definitely going to see sport. That's good news. Sport, we definitely going to see football out there, you know, basketball, even at a grassroots level. But as far as, you know, seeing fans going to the stand, that's not going to happen anymore. And I feel bad for, you know, most teams at a lower level, because, you know, they were pretty much advised to go out there, you know, try to pilot basically fans to come back to the stand. You know, they spend money of, you know, adjusting the whole situation about coronavirus. But, you know, still, they now have been told that, look, whatever you've done, you know, any ticket sold or anything like that, nothing's happening. So the mindset now for those clubs is, okay, what's happening? Do we have to refund, you know, some of that money back to the fans? You know, what's happening? Are we getting some money from the government? You know, how much money are we getting? It's a complete mess, people. It's a complete mess. I think what's going to happen now in the next few months or so, we will see some clubs going under. If we do not see the government obviously helping some of those clubs, we will definitely see some of those clubs going under. Because remember, on the first lockdown, we've seen some club asking player to take a 50% salary decrease. You know, we've seen that. So I will not be surprised to see something happening at least for the next few weeks. Now, remember, at a lower level, you know, talking about, you know, for example, the English Football League, last year, they lost just about 50 million for not having fans going to watch the games. You know what I mean? Now, you know, prediction is they'll be losing about 200 million for all the 72 clubs. So that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money that they will have to recoup somewhere else. You know, they don't have that money. You know, they don't have the Chelsea money. They don't have the Manchester United money. They don't have the Man City money. Those clubs, and I'm not just talking about English Football League, I'm also talking about Scottish League, they would definitely need some government help now to make things happen, because there's no way. I mean, some of those clubs have what? You know, 10,000, 20,000 fans. They rely on that income, obviously, to get to get themselves going month by month. Now they've been told that's not going to happen, but they still have to pay the wages, you know, they still have to pay, you know, the employees working in the stadium and all that. And I don't know. I just don't know how that thing's going to happen. And I feel bad of what's happening now. But good news, obviously, there's always good news. Good news is, you know, they've been asked to keep playing football. You know what I mean? They've been asked to keep playing football. And also at a grassroots level, you know, kids will keep playing football. But definitely, the damage is done now. The damage is done. I can see people, I can see some owner of football club not sleeping at least for the next few weeks, you know, trying to figure out how they're going to find money, you know, how they're going to get back on track in, you know, in terms of finance, you know, because at the end of the day, you still have to go out there and finance. You have to finance, you have to pay those salary, you know, you have to pay for the stadium, you have to maintain and all that. It costs money. It costs a lot of money. So this is crazy. This is crazy. Now, on a Slick Talk Show, I told you people, I was going to come up with a couple of solutions, what we need to do. I mentioned and I touched on that, you know, a couple of months back, you know, right at the beginning when I start talking, you know, when I start making my podcast. And I was just say, as you all know, I start using the Slick Talk Show, obviously, you know, back in March, you know, during the lockdown. And I always thought that, you know, because of what's happening now, I think there's now an opportunity for those clubs to turn up and turn out now to the fans. I think more or less you need to have fans ownership now. You really need that, you know, because fans are fans, you know, they love the clubs. They will be willing to spend, they will be willing to invest on their own club to make sure the club does not go under. I mean, you can clearly see at a grassroots level, you know, people are willing to pay regardless, you know, if even when things are shut completely, people are still willing to pay for whatever they have to pay each month, you know, to keep everything, because there's always expenses that you have to pay. All I'm saying is, most of those clubs, I'm talking about lower league clubs, they need to bring fans together. They need to allow fans ownership as well there. Now, that's my first option. My second option is, that's the easy one. And sometimes I get a backlash about that. You need to go and find money. You need to go and find people who can invest money. I'm talking about those Russian guys walking with piles and piles of money on the, you know, in the suitcase, you know, or petrol Arab money. You need to go and get that money, people. This is, I mean, football today. And again, I always say that, you know, you need to understand the industry you're working at. Football is all about making investment. It's all about making investment. It's all about turning over. You need to bring in new player. You need to change all the time. You know, by the time somebody turns 36, 37, you need to go out there and find somebody who's 18. You need to pay his salary. You need to make sure you develop that player into a great player. And whenever, if you feel like you need to sell him and make some money, make the sale. But not only that, if you want to grow as a club, then you need more money. You do not run a club as a like a family business. No, you need some investment. You need some investment. I don't care what people say about, financial fair play or whatever is that. No, yes, you can have a financial fair play, but at the same time, you need to invest. You need to bring some money in. You have to. And I tell you right now, I know that people out there are willing to buy some of those clubs. They are. But some people are not willing to let it go. They're just not willing to let it go. They're willing to let things go under, you know, without fighting. You know, you sometimes have to say, okay, I take the club to the point that I could, but now I need somebody else to come and step up. Somebody else who have more money and they can take the club forward. I think, now, I give you this, people. I tell you this right now. The crisis that we're going through right now, we've never seen anything like that before. We've never seen anything like that before. It's crazy. I mean, we've got a pandemic going on. We don't have fans going to the stand, fair enough. You know, most clubs, especially at a lower level, are struggling at the moment. But guess what? This is not going to be like that all the time. You have to stay positive. You have to stay positive. You have to think that, okay, at the end of the day, that page will be turned. What I mean is, at some point, everybody will go back to the stand. Those are the projections. And this is what we call investment. You need to come with the money right now. I mean, people right now will be willing to sell some of those clubs. So whoever have the money right now, if you have the money, and I'm talking about those billionaire, Russian billionaire or Arab petrol money guys, you can come now and get those clubs as a lower rate, because that's going to be a great investment in the next 6, 7, 8, 9 months. You might not make money right now because there's no funds. Obviously, there's no income coming in. But trust me, people will be willing to come back in a rush, even to pay the premium price just to go back and watch their own team. I tell you that right now. People are craving right now just to watch football. Craving. I mean, it's crazy. People want to watch that. Because right now, we are on lockdown. Most people are working at home. So what happened? They subscribe. They're getting on Sky Sport. They're getting on BT Sport. They're getting on all those networks to watch sport. That's all we're watching, we're doing right now. And guess what? Most people want to go out there. Most people want to go out there, you know, to watch the team face to face. So investment right now is to buy. Whoever is willing to sell now, people should go. People should sell the club now to people who have the money to bring some money in. Because trust me, the next 6, 7, 8, 9 months, club, you know, the prediction in terms of income will go back up again. This is not a business that's going to die, I'm telling you right now. You know, people are talking about, you know, football club are going under. It's because they want that football club to go under. Really, if you really want to get some investment, you will get that investment. You will do. Because this business is love. Football is love in this country. I'm talking about the UK. It's love here. People love football. The reason why, you know, there's no income, it's because the government is asking everybody, you know, is asking all those clubs to play closed door. Out of that, everything, basically. I mean, I was looking at the pilot that was being done by some of the team back in England. And trust me, you know, pretty much all the ticket that was out there, it was sold out. All sold out. People are buying tickets like bread right now. They were buying, I mean, people that were willing to go back to watch sport in October. They were buying tickets just like bread. So, yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, there's not going to be any income. Yes, it's going to be tough, you know, to pay some of those players. But guess what? This is just sleeping money. That money is going to come back in the next 6, 7 months. Now, the key point here about the government thinking about coming back in the next 6 months, they're saying they're going to revise that in the next 6 months. It doesn't mean they're going to come back in 6 months and say, okay, now you can go ahead. So you might have to wait maybe 12 months before they come back here. That will be the prediction. I think that's exactly what, you know, what those clubs should do. They should have a prediction of more than 6 months, you know, before making those decisions. That's exactly what they should do. But all I'm saying is, this is just a sleeping giant money. That's it. The money will come back flowing on those clubs. You should not let your club go under. At no chance you should let that happen. If somebody let that happen, it's because they want to let that happen. Right now, people are willing to buy those clubs. People are willing to buy those clubs. There's a lot of money to make in a football club. A lot of money. Yes, there's a lot of expenses. Yes, you know, you can have those transfer deals that don't make you money or anything like that. Yeah, I get that. But at the same time, this is good business. If you're in football, you know, you get there, this is good business. And furthermore, if you have investment, you have people who are willing to spend money, you know, to bring value into your club, then, boy, you're going to make that money. You might not make that money right now for the next 6 months because of the government restriction and because of the pandemic. But I tell you right now, people will come back to pay for the premium just to come back and watch the team. This is a fact. I mean, I'm looking at the number. Again, from English Football League, you know, they stand to lose 200 million without fans for the next 6, 7 months. 200 million, all 72 clubs back, you know, in England over there. That's a lot of money. Yes, it's a lot of money. But let me tell you something, people. You can recoup all that money in the next 6, 12 months. Definitely. Because people will come back and pay for the premium. All I'm saying is, if a ticket was costing about £25, they might have to raise that £45, you know, by the time, you know, they let the fans back in again. Let's assume that we have a vaccine, then trust me, people will be fighting to get those tickets. So as far as I'm concerned right now, I know people are struggling. I know what's going on now on the football side. But people, there's a lot of good things that are coming ahead right now. And people should look the big picture. They should not be just looking for the next 2, 3, 4 months or 6 months hardship that's going to happen because we won't have fans over there making money. But, you know, they should look forward knowing that, look, that page will be turned. Now, something I need to mention about that is women football. You know, we don't talk too much about women football, obviously, because they don't have a massive representation, especially on TV right now. You know, they don't have the TV right, just like, you know, the main sport, especially in the Premier League or the Scottish League. We don't see them on TV. But they're going to be affected. And I think it's worth talking, you know, it's basically worth talking about that. And I always had, I think I had one or two episodes talking about women football and the fact that, you know, it was a bit unfair in terms of how it's functioned, you know, how it's being represented, how, you know, it's being financed in a way that, you know, you can see a massive discrepancies, first of all, in terms of the salary and really the way they're being, you know, looked after, especially during this pandemic as well. And I believe that this is a time now for women to stand up and go out there and ask a little bit more for help, you know what I mean? Because, you know, they will be affected more than anybody else. You know, they're not on TV. Most of those games, especially in England, right here in Scotland, they're relying on fans going to watch them. They don't go on TV, and they still need to get paid, and they don't even get paid that much money. So this right now is pretty much a call basically from the government to go out there and help those teams, because it's been unfair the way everything has been out there, you know, in terms of advising people to go out there and pilot, you know, the fans to go back, you know, to the stand on 1st of October, and then to come out and change all that in the last minute. This is just, this is a mess, a complete mess. And I feel really bad, you know, for women football. And I just hope that, you know, from what I heard, obviously good news, you know, I heard that government will be providing financial support to those clubs, you know, obviously they're working together to figure out how, you know, they can get everything back again in the next 6, 7 months. But I just hope that, you know, the women football and sport, you know, every woman sport and in general, everybody who's getting paid as a woman, you know, is also looked after, you know, during this pandemic. So that's the key here. Now, the good news, and I'm happy with that, is at a grassroots level, you know, nothing has changed. You know, obviously at a pro level, elite player, they will go out there and play football as normal. At a grassroots level, they will keep playing. That means, you know, my kids will still play football on Sunday, and I'm happy about that, because I don't want my son to be locked in a house just because of what's going on right now. I get that. Surely he's playing outside, and I want him to go outside and play football. I want him to play floor. I want him to play sport. And for, you know, more than ever now, you know, is the priority now to get the kids out there, you know, to play outside football, because you just do not want the kids to be locked in over and over. And remember, people, don't forget about the percentage of obesity right here in the UK. This is high like crazy. You do not want to let the kids inside. You have to let them go out there. You have to let them go and do sport. Because also, in terms of depression, in terms of the mental part, I help those kids, you know, not only doing sport, go to classes and all that. That help. That definitely help. Again, those are not usual time. Those are difficult times to be living in. But you have to be, you have to remain positive. You always have to remain positive. I'm asking everybody out there to remain positive, because at some point, you know, that page will turn. You know, we've seen the wars before. Slowly and surely now, we understand what we're dealing with now. We understand we have to live with that virus on a day-to-day. We understand that, look, on a day-to-day, you know, we're losing people, but at the same time, we're fighting every day just to get back into normal. And hopefully, at some point, we'll have a vaccine, obviously, to save all those lives and to make sure we get back to normal in our normal life. Okay, people, that's all I have for you for today. And thank you very much for listening to Slick Talk Show. And good night.